Show, Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Hello!
Hi!
Hello. And goodbye. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow.
That's all, folks.
Bye-bye, adios, everybody. Whew. Man, what a day. That is a good broadcast day right there.
Yeah, when you just start the open and go home.
I love it. I love it.
I found out yesterday, so I have, my dad's got two sisters, my Aunt Mary and my Aunt Joan. My Aunt Mary's husband, my Uncle Jimmy, passed away like 2 years ago, and then I found out yesterday that my Aunt Joan's dad, of a husband, my Uncle Buddy, passed away yesterday, and he was just like the nicest guy.
That's sad.
You know? And it sucks, because we're all down here as a family now, my mom, my dad, me, you know, my brother. Got another brother in Chicago. So nobody lives in New Jersey where the family is. And my Aunt Joan's like, nobody has to come. It's, you know, he unfortunately was dying for like a year or so. Just, you know.
Was your dad going to go? Because that's his.
So my dad was going to go, but I'm over there for dinner last night. And my mom and my dad are like arguing because my mom thinks that funerals are a whole fraud anyway.
What?
Like the actual service. Is okay.
Fraud?
Well, she thinks the actual service is okay, but the viewing is a bunch of nonsense because nobody looks at the body. And this is the way our family funerals go, like the viewings.
Oh.
It's just like if my dad's there, he's going to be talking to my cousins. The grandkids are going to be there talking to each other. It's like one big get-together.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, my uncle is in a coffin in front of everyone, and nobody's paying attention because it's a big social thing. And that's what my mom's saying. And you know what? She's not wrong.
My family looks at the body, though.
Our family is loud. They would tell stories about Uncle Buddy, which is nice.
The whole process, I will admit, is strange. We put a dead person in the room, and we have it for viewing pleasure. Like, it's the whole process.
I don't think
is
there's
very,
pleasure behind
but you know
that.
What I mean? Like, yeah. he's there to be looked at.
Right.
That's very strange.
Yeah, I don't want that to happen when I pass.
But my family does. They all go up and hold the dead hands and
cry
and whisper things and put notes inside.
And my family is the most dramatic. They throw themselves on the casket.
Yeah.
It's a whole thing.
But Uncle Buddy was like, Uncle Buddy was like 86 years old.
And yeah. That's 86 years too soon.
Okay.
So anyway, family.
my mom and dad aren't going. They're not. My mom's like, I'm not going. And my dad's like, well, I saw him. My dad went a couple months ago and saw him.
Okay.
And
well,
had a good conversation with him.
I understand that.
He got closer.
He taught my dad how to fly. My Uncle Buddy was like, back when he flew for Eastern Airlines, which isn't around. I mean, gosh, they've been out of business for
long time.
You know, 30 years now. But he flew the old planes. Loren, like when commercial flying first started to become a thing.
When your seat was pretty much a net?
Yeah. And you dressed up to fly, and the flight attendants had their, you know, full outfits on.
Yeah.
And and then he eventually became like the chief pilot at Eastern Airlines, like the head pilot. And then he started flying privately. And I told you guys that he confided in me that he used to fly an A-list celebrity who was married to see his girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're.
But he would never tell me who it was.
I remember that.
Did you ever figure it out?
I thought maybe it was like Arnold or Mel Gibson, because he did say, like, I don't know. There was something at the time when we were talking about those guys had movies out.
Yeah. Mm.
And so I always thought maybe that was it. And then both of them turned out to be, had some infidelity. But only my family could be at the dinner table last night and just arguing over the funeral process. And my mom is so... She's like, no, it's ridiculous. You go there. Everybody talk. I think my mom's irritated when my grandmother passed away, her mom. That's how it was.
Yeah. Well, you know, what does she want?
I don't know. But like my cousins who I don't see very often come and you're like, hey, how's it going? I haven't seen you in so long.
It's
I think
hard
she wants
not-
more what you do.
But it's more of a family reunion for your family.
Yeah. I'd much rather have that like at a restaurant. Hey, you know what? We're having a memorial dinner. Come on out. The whole family get together. Well, have a good time.
That happens, too.
I don't know.
Have two memorial things?
The family doesn't handle the viewing properly. We handle the viewing and the memorial dinner as
it.
One in the same.
So what we do is a viewing where everyone is social. It's all talking, but you stare at the body, put notes in, cry, do all the dramatic things. Then you have the service, which is really nice. And then after the service, you have a celebration of life dinner is how we typically do it.
They just have a celebration the entire time.
Evidently.
Which I'm okay with.
it just turns into that. And I am too, Loren, but
I want
guess
there to be a massive party when I die, and a DJ, a smoke machine.
Me too.
But it's just, I guess it's just weird because the body's just sitting there in the coffin, and and it's not.
You guys are partying around it.
Let my dead body hold the dip, and you guys can just dip carrots or something in.
I understand what you're saying, though. You're not partying. You're just catching up, and your family loses sight of what you're there for.
Exactly.
Right. I understand.
Everybody comes in. They go up. They do the cross because we're Catholic, you know, in the name of Father, Son, Holy Spirit. You say a couple of words. You turn around. You're like, haven't seen you in forever. What the heck's been going on? Mm-hmm. Back is to the coffin.
Oh, yeah. That's not good.
And then I didn't forget who it was. I've lost a lot of. But thank God all my relatives have been older.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so it has been kind of a celebratory thing. You know, we have, knock on wood, we never lost anybody at a young age that was very, very sad and somber. You know what I mean? And then the funeral director or the priest comes in to talk, to say something at the, you know.
At the viewing?
At the viewing. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Well,
and nobody's paying attention to
We're
him,
all
are
upset,
they?
You know.
Because he's interrupting?
Excuse me. I'd like to say a couple things. I got my back over here. I'm like, hey, ask my brother. He'll tell you about it. He'll tell you. Rich, come over here for a minute. And you're like, excuse me, I'd like to say a few words. And it's not like you're even thinking about being disrespectful. The family is so big, we don't get to see each other often. And that brings everybody together, which then in turn makes it a social event. So
yeah, mine's not like that. There's picture memorials, and everybody's looking at the photo books and talking about memories.
Yeah,
of
that's
the person.
Cool. That's how. So maybe we should go as
to
a family.
One of mine.
We should go and watch to see how we should behave.
Observe.
Yeah, to observe. But anyway,
all of a sudden, Maney's family is like with your family, and now it's a whole ruckus
taking
again.
Notes. Oh, okay.
Oh no. See, I'm thinking that you're swaying them the other way. Like you're supposed to be there to learn, but you end up just bringing them to your side.
And there's always at least like one person who they don't want at the funeral for some odd reason. I don't know why, but there's always some weird family
drama
where
yeah.
did Dave stop by? Because I swear to God, if Dave steps foot in this funeral home, and then, you know.
Then the other thing that my mom doesn't like about funerals is the BS that comes out about the person who's dead. All of a sudden, they're the most wonderful person in the world because somebody passed away who wasn't a great father, who was an alcoholic, who was actually violent.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't have known that. Mm-hmm. And my mom was frustrated with that about this person. And I said, Mom, what did you expect them to say? They're forgiven. And she's Catholic. And she goes to church like every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, Mom, you know, you're forgiven of your sins when you're dead. Well, I get that. But still, I'm not going to sit there and listen to that.
Yeah.
Horse, you know what? Horse crap.
At one of my funerals, a fist fight broke out. Yeah, so like somebody got up on the altar and started talking about the dead person's wife.
Oh my God!
And then the kid
in a bad way.
Oh my gosh. Was she still alive? Was she in the room?
She was in the room. So like the kid stood up, yelled. It turned into a whole ruckus. Mm. And the preacher's in the back, like hiding, you know, because. And then so the fight takes out in the parking lot of the chapel.
Wow, there should be a whole reality show just based on that.
Yeah, sometimes Southern Baptists don't handle deaths well.
No. Well, Amanda, before I got married to Amanda, her papaw, how do you say it? It
depends. Papaw?
Papaw.
Papaw or pawpaw.
You're not saying the same
papaw.
Thing. Papaw.
Yeah, her papaw.
Papaw.
My northern mouth can't say it. He passed away, but he and his mother, other mother, they called her, they adopted some boy like that lived down the street.
Yeah.
So this boy was like 6 at the time. Now he's 19. So Papaw passed away. And apparently right after the viewing, we had a dinner at his house.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then he started going through the drawers and stuff, taking what he thought was his.
Oh my gosh.
So the real family started freaking out. They go outside. Next thing you know, I hear, he's got a gun.
Oh my
gosh.
What?
Yes. So me and Amanda's all in the thick of it because she's that redhead, feisty.
Yeah.
And so me and Amanda's grandma and her husband run to the back bedroom.
Of course, if there's a gun, I'm hiding.
Me too. I lock the door. I'm in there. And her husband, Amanda's grandma's husband is deaf, so he has no idea what's going on. So he's like, we're just pulling him to the bedroom.
He's all panicked.
He's trying to scoop more mashed potatoes. Not
Big
understand.
Smile on his face. Where are we going, sugar? He had like this beautiful like Georgia accent. Aww. Where are we going, sugar? They have a gun. Got a gun? No, I don't have a gun. This is true. No, someone has a gun. We're hiding. Oh, we're hiding? What's he doing in here? I'm scared.
We're also hiding.
So they go out. They're all out in the driveway. And one of the guys was a police officer, like down, you know, in the family somewhere. And he's handling it. And
why did the guy have a gun?
The kid had a gun. I don't know. But then all of a sudden, now he didn't. That, you know what I mean? Like oh Roy, it was mass chaos. We went to the bedroom, the three of us, everybody out, all of like the 30 other people are out on the driveway. And I'm like, well, let's eat.
Oh, my gosh.
Nobody was around the buffet.
I'd be like, you know what? Just FaceTime me into these events next time. I'm all set.
That's so good. And the deaf grandpa's like, I told you we should have kept eating. I know,
Chloe. Yeah, he didn't know. But a sweet man. Anyway, that's how the Manies handle funerals. How do you handle funerals? 704-570.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's take a quick break. But we have huge news today because we're under 10 minutes away.
Yeah. So we are giving away the big green egg. Couldn't afford sound effects, but we did it with our mouths.
That's a good trumpet.
It was. It's the big grill that all the dads want. On top of that, throwing in a pack of Corona Light beer. It's the ultimate Father's Day gift. What we'll do here in less than 10 minutes, you can call in and qualify to win that prize.
You may want to consider the following research study.
Some days when I leave my home, my endometriosis pain is there. But I need to keep going to accomplish the things I plan to do. Like getting work done. Hanging out with my girlfriends and having the occasional date night. Then I heard about a research study that's evaluating an oral investigational medication for endometriosis pain.
If you experience endometriosis pain and have been surgically diagnosed, you may be eligible to participate in the Equinox study. To see if you qualify, visit endostudy.com. Again, that's endostudy.com. Qualified participants will receive study-related care at no cost. Visit endostudy.com to learn more. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Get red hot savings at the Hendrick Summer of Love.
Come in now for red hot savings during the Hendrick Volkswagen of Concord Summer of Love. Hendrick has one of the largest Volkswagen selections in the Charlotte area. With over 250 new and certified pre-owns in stock. Go to HendrickVWofConcord.com. Then come into Hendrick Volkswagen of Concord, just off I-85 at the Concord Mills exit.
Get red hot savings at the Hendrick Summer of Love.
Ladies, summer's heating up, and so are the deals at Clothes Mentor. Get in today through Sunday for their white tag sale, where all white tagged items are 30% off now through Sunday, June 17th. Clothes Mentor is stocked with must-have summer trends from the like new better brand names you love. And going on now through Sunday, the deals at their white tag sale are white hot. Don't miss it. Clothes Mentor with three area locations. In Midtown on South Kings Drive, in South Charlotte in the Arboretum, and in Rock Hill on Cherry Road. Online at ClothesMentor.com.
What's up, people? Marlon Wayans here with some great news to brighten your day. Tonight, you got something to look forward to, because last summer's number one new comedy, Marlon, is back. It's fresh, funny, and all about the F word. Family.
¿Qué pasa? Are you ready for family taco night?
Did you bring the taco shells?
No habla inglés.
The brand spanking new season of Marlon right after Little Big Shots tonight on NBC. You're welcome.
The following call is real. It took place between an OnStar...
Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Coming up here in 60 seconds, your shot to get in the running to win a grill for dad or for your husband, whoever you want to give it to. We'll do that coming up here in just a minute. But we can't go through the show without mentioning this. Did you see that California... The Californians have voted to split into three separate states.
What? I can't believe that.
And it's actually going to the ballot in November. And I guess if they vote on it in November that they want to do this, then it goes to the you know, like Congress.
So how does that work then for the presidential election with electoral votes?
Man, I don't know. I don't know. But well, more than 600,000 residents signed off on it, saying that they should put it to vote in November.
I mean, California is a pretty big state.
It really is.
So here's the proposal.
But I don't like, I mean.
I, know, well, I mean, what are we going to split Florida and Texas too?
Well, I mean, there's a North and South Dakota and
Carolina,
North and South Carolina.
Well, we right. did it.
Yeah. I mean,
North Carolina fell.
And because like the map we have. Sorry, all our maps are made. We can't change anything. I mean, history is always evolving.
That's yeah, true. But this is a big move for history.
So they're calling it the Cal 3 proposal would split California into three new states.
Into three states? I mean, I get North and South California. What's the third?
Northern California.
Okay. I don't, Southern I don't California. Like it. I like North and South.
So there'll be a state of Northern, state of Southern.
Yeah.
And a state of California.
Wait, no. Oh, you
no,
can't
that's
do
so
that.
Confusing.
Northern, you can't do that.
How about Central?
Northern California would include cities between the Bay Area and the Oregon border. Southern California would begin in Fresno and cover most of the southern state.
Which then, you pretty much refer to Southern California as Southern California now anyway.
And then the new California would cover L.A. and much of the coast below the San Francisco Bay.
Hmm.
No, I don't like that. I just want there to be north and south.
You're not up for the third California.
I'm not up for the
California.
Third California. You can call it West California like they have West Virginia. But that sounds stupid.
And then California Girls becomes very much about L.A. and not about the rest of the state. Right? California Love.
I'm sorry. I'm a North
what?
Californian.
Yeah.
I'm a South
You'll need to write a new song, please.
South Californian Girls.
Know how to party. Northern Californian Girls know
so
how to
Cal.
Party. Yeah.
Wake up and win $500 cash with the MRL Morning Show on Kiss 95.1.
Something we'll certainly be keeping an eye on here.
I think that was the wrong.
Yeah,
imaging,
we're not giving away $500.
We're not giving away $500.
Oh, hold on a second. This is what I wanted to play.
All right, that
Thank
sounds
you.
More
That's
like
much
it.
Better.
We got the ultimate Father's Day package. I'm talking about the big green egg smoker. Going to throw in all the stuff to grill with the charcoal and everything. On top of that, we're also going to get you a pack of Corona Light.
Yeah, a case of it, right?
A case of beer, yeah.
There you go, man.
So all you need to do is to qualify for this prize. Be caller number 9-704-570-9595. You qualify to win. Good luck from the MRL Morning Show.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
I just got two messages from Missy who says, do we change the flag and do we add two more stars?
You would have to. You'd have to add three more stars.
And
well,
do we get?
No, she's right too, because you'd keep California
right?
and add Northern and Southern.
So do we get two more state birds, two more state flags, and who decides on what they are?
Texas and Alaska's pretty big. You guys want to start splitting that up?
Texas wanted to secede from the Union once. Remember?
I do remember that. That's a whole new world.
Hilarious.
Down there.
Okay, so. Farrah, who was made, Abrams, who was made famous by, was it 16 and Pregnant or Teen Mom?
Teen Mom, please.
Well, I think she was on both, no? Anyway, she was kicked out of the Beverly Hills Hotel and she ended up getting tossed in jail over it. Now, she apparently had a little scuffle with one of the other hotel stayers.
Okay.
And one of the staff members jumped in, decided to toss her out, and then it just became chaos from there. She was released from jail on Wednesday, but she's saying that she was targeted because she's famous.
She's famous? Okay. You know what? And I was on two seasons of TLC's My Big Fat Fabulous Life. And watch out, world. Here comes Superstar Roy.
And here's my thing. If you are anywhere other than like L.A., New York, Miami, I might be able to get down with it. But you are at the Beverly Hills Hotel. They don't care who you are.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't.
So Hillary Duff is hinting of a possible Lizzie McGuire reboot, and people are loving that idea.
Hmm.
I know I am.
I'm sure you are. Okay, so there's, I don't really know how to toe around this story, so I'm just going to go ahead and say if you have children in the car, you might want to turn the radio down.
Love these.
But Jamie Foxx is the newest person accused of sexual misconduct, and this woman says that this incident happened back in 2002 when Jamie asked asked her to use his nether regions as a microphone.
Whoa.
And when she refused, ended up slapping her with it.
Whoa. Okay.
I think you did a pretty good job explaining it.
Okay. I was nervous about that story.
Oh, we got it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So definitely shocking news coming out of Hollywood there. And Shawn Mendes is dropping a new version of his latest hit, In My Blood. This is going to be used for Portugal's official World Cup song.
I think World Cup soccer starts today. He's singing in Portuguese.
His father was a Portuguese immigrant.
That just kind of sounds like one of his songs, just in a different language.
It is.
It was. It was In My Blood in Portuguese.
Oh, okay. I know they sometimes create songs for these things.
Yeah, no.
Can't pick.
Remember I said his latest single, In My Blood?
Can't put anything past Roy Boy.
I know. No. Nobody listens to my dirty.
No. Always halfway.
I dated a Portuguese woman, a girl. I mean, we were in high school. And it used to be hilarious because her parents spoke no English. So we would be at her place and she'd be on the phone with her mom or something and she'd speak Portuguese and English.
Mm-hmm.
So she'd be like, Fishiga. In the refrigerator, Mom. At 7.
You go back and forth.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
But she was almost like vocal frying. You
people
know,
in Miami do that, too.
Because Steve's here? Duh.
Come on, Mom. Get with it.
It's probably
the worst. I know.
We're offending all these Portuguese listeners.
Let's just end it now. That's your dirty. That's your dirty.
You know what Portuguese is? Two languages?
Spanish and
French. That's French, right. Yeah. We're going to try and get us a caller 9 to get someone in the running to win this egg. And we're going to tell you there is a new list of bad passwords out there. And if your password's on the list, you're in trouble.
Hey, 5.1.
We already got our first qualifier for the big green egg, Eric and Lancaster. Your next chance to get qualified to win this big green egg coming up at 7:20.
I thought the concept was to have someone win for Dad. I mean, I guess we can't pick who caller 9 is, but I like that. Is Eric winning for himself, or is he going to give it to his dad?
Maybe he is a dad.
If he's a dad, he can win it for himself.
Yeah.
Can he?
Yes.
Yeah.
Jeez, okay.
We felt some type of way.
I just thought we were going to help someone give a cool gift.
He's a dad. He listens to the show. You know, or he has a dad. Everyone has a dad, to a degree.
That is right, Roy. Your next shot is at 7:20 this morning, and then we have 3 more times for you to try and win this big egg.
Yeah.
So the top 100 passwords that proved to be most likely to be hacked have been compiled on a list. The New York Post put it out there. What do you think the number one most hacked password is? With over 20 million hacks.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Why would anybody use that as a password?
20 million times that has been hacked.
Are we talking about phone passwords?
No, I think we're just talking about regular passwords.
Like website passwords?
Like Netflix.
Really?
Email.
Huh. But half the time, you got to do a special character, an uppercase letter. It's a whole bunch of rules, 8 digits.
It's annoying. And so ever since AT&T bought DirecTV, I have DirecTV and AT&T, and now I have DirecTV Now, so that's 3 things, and each one has to have a different password, they're telling me.
Why?
How annoying is that? They're like, it looks like you're trying to log on with your AT&T account. Let's start a new account.
Yeah, no, that's annoying. That's
yeah, weird. It's
you're like,
nightmare.
That's the point. Like, they're all, so I remember.
Yeah, just give me my TV.
Number 3 on the list with over 3 million hacks is QWERTY.
QWERTY?
Mm-hmm.
Q-W-E-R-T-Y?
Q-W-E-R-T-Y. The first.
They're just all in a row on your keyboard.
Oh. Okay. Huh.
Hmm. Right behind that is password. The actual path, the word password with over 3 million hacks. 1-1-1-1-1-1-1, 2 million hacks. You should, if anybody's using these passwords, change them.
I know somebody who's guilty of one of these.
Dallas, definitely your husband.
Well, I'm not saying who.
Right?
I'm not saying who.
Then I'm right. I know
I'm
right.
It would be easy to hack their passwords.
Well, we know he's not good with computers. It's okay.
I mean, yeah, that's why I'm guessing Dallas. Monkey. That password, 900,000 times it's been hacked.
Monkey.
I love you, 1 million times, 1.4 million. Dragon.
dragon?
913,000 times.
Mine's complicated. Mine's like a special character and all these different things. And I use like three passwords for everything. So if it's not this one, it's that one. If it's not that one, it's this one.
Yeah, I do too. But then I somehow I end up locking myself out all the time because I'm like, well, maybe I didn't capitalize my C there, or maybe I didn't put a dollar sign in there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have a whole thing.
I know.
You have a whole issue with accounts.
I lock myself out more than I get in.
Yeah.
I use the same password.
I can't even hack my stuff.
I use the same password for all my stuff. Don't you, Lauren? Or a variation of?
Yeah, but the variation of is what screws me up, because then I'm sitting there trying all the variations of it, and I end up getting locked out.
Lauren actually puts her information out there hoping to be hacked so they can reset the password.
So you know passwords are old when they don't need to have a number on them, and like then you because like one of the Union County Power or something I did a long time ago, and my password doesn't need a number. Now they told me you have to update it. It needs a number on it.
Well, I remember back when the minimum requirements were six digits.
Right.
Now it's eight.
Mm.
Now everybody wants you to put your password to be eight, at least in length.
The password "Don't steal this" has been hacked 727,000 times.
Okay.
Don't steal this.
Don't use that as your password.
Don't steal this.
Here's a couple other ones. Baby girl, Jesus, master, baseball, Charlie, F-U, the full word.
Whoa.
The football. And then there's a lot of variations. Like I said, you know, I love you. Like I love you 123 is hacked a lot. Mm-hmm. Jordan 23, our own Michael Jordan. Don't use that password.
Mm.
I use Cam's name for my password in here.
You do?
Yeah. He told Cam that, and I freaked Cam. He's like, what?
Cam goes, why would you tell me that?
Yeah.
I was like, what, are you going to break into my email?
No, now he feels uncomfortable.
Before we were cool, and now he's like,
oh, he thinks
this?
I went too far?
Yeah.
You're like a crazy fan.
It's easy to do. It was Cam Newton 1. I'm on like Cam Newton 23 now because I just keep changing the number because we have to change it every 3 months.
But do you think that Cam Newton has Steve Maney 1 as his password?
I don't think Steve Maney's anywhere near as popular as Cam Newton is, although I heard he would like to think that.
My gosh.
There's a whole list of passwords.
I used to use the 1234 on my phone because I have the password on my phone.
Why even do the password then?
Because if I throw it in my bag or something, I don't want to butt dial someone.
You don't. It's not that easy anymore.
And Lauren used to have this thing where her phone never shut off.
Yeah, and now I lock it constantly because you two face vague me or Facebook vague.
There it is.
Break into my... What do you guys call it? You
vague
call
booking.
It some vague booking. Yeah. You vague book on me.
Yeah. All right. So I'll put the password list to Nicole, who will then put it up on kiss951.com. We recommend everyone listening to this go and check it out because it's a really good thing. It tells you if your password has been hacked and how many times it's been hacked.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Lauren Show.
Remember that confession we got yesterday?
Oh, my gosh.
Had people all over the city talking about it.
Yeah, so this guy said that his brother died 10 years ago. Well, his brother just reached out to him on social media.
Yep, we'll play it for you in case you missed it. Coming up in under 10 minutes. You've got to hear this if you didn't hear it yesterday.
Now it's your
from the on Central Avenue near Kilbourne. CMPD's been out with this one for about 15 minutes. Traffic brought to you by Promised Land Dairy. The rich, creamy, indulgent flavor of Promised Land Dairy's 100% Jersey cow milk has come to Charlotte. In stores and their mobile sampling tour, Promised Land Dairy tastes the Jersey cow difference.
B. Okay, I didn't expect that. All right, be the office hero and share everything that's great about Carolina with an office party for 10 at Carowinds. Go to kiss951.com and enter to win 10 tickets and taste cards for the Great Carolina Fest, June 9th through the 24th at Carowinds.
Huntersville, I'll be heading up to you guys this Friday starting at 6. Visit BurkdaleVillage.net or Burkdale Village Facebook to enter your dad to win a one-year membership to Carefree Boat Club, plus dinner at Red Rocks Cafe, okay? We'll be out there again this Friday starting at 6. That confession that you have to hear if you missed it yesterday. The family thought the brother was dead, and then... dun, dun, dun. A confession comes in.
Where he's going to end up wanting something from the family.
Dude, keep in touch with us, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right.
All right. We'll always keep you anonymous.
Still to come.
That was a little scaled down version. To hear the full confession and the entire show from yesterday, you can head over to the website, kiss951.com, or get the app.
Yep, just download the Kiss 95.1 app. We have a lot of questions to ask him.
Mm-hmm. So in just about a little over 20 minutes from now, we're going to let you get in the running to win this big green egg for Dad for Father's Day, well over $1,000, plus a case of beer from Corona.
But first, Roy, yes? Somebody needs a little unqualified advice from you. Ooh. I got a Facebook message about a summer vacation. They haven't even left yet, and it's going horribly wrong.
Okay, I'll give my wisdom.
I'll give you the full story coming up in 5 minutes.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So we have your chance to win a big green egg qualifying you to win. On top of that, we'll throw in a case of beer thanks to Corona Light. We'll do that coming up here in less than 15 minutes from now.
He's got no credentials. He's not a doctor, but he does go to the doctor a lot. He's not qualified in any way to give you any advice, but if you want it, you can have it. Here's unqualified advice from Roy.
All right, Roy.
Who we got?
Beth sent us a Facebook message, and her summer vacation is not off to a good start.
Okay.
She says, my three best couple friends, so there's six of us, have been saving money all year for a summer vacation. We rented a condo for 1 week, and by adding gas and the rental with the condo, it comes out to be about $4,000. So that's $1,000 each.
Mm, okay.
She says each couple was responsible for that. And then 2 days ago, one of the couples told them that they wouldn't be coming because their daughter has a soccer game. She says, we're all screwed up now because the trip was supposed to be 1 week and none of our other friends have $1,000 to spend on the trip, which means that now each of us have to come up with an extra $333 to split their cost. We originally told them that they were responsible for the $1,000, but they think that we're nuts and they said that they're not paying for a trip they're not going on. Mm. Are we wrong by trying to get them to pay? What should I do?
Ooh, well, you know, this is one of those situations that you put money in any situation, like with friends or family, and it ruins the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It ruins it. You know, that person, you know, if you book a hotel, a lot of times they have refundable rates where you can get a refund. You know, does the condo not have? I guess they don't.
Well, I guess, I've done this before with my girlfriends where we'll go out to Bald Head and rent a whole house.
Yep.
So each couple that goes pays a certain amount. But, and I've actually had this happen to me before. My girlfriend Kara got married out in Bald Head, and myself and, like, I think it was two other couples rented a house. And one of our girlfriends, because we were in playoffs at the time, we were all cheering, decided she was going to stay for playoff games and wasn't going to go. But she offered to pay her part regardless.
That's nice.
Yeah.
But I also don't think you could force someone to pay. How are you going to do that?
Well, that's true. But also, they're not going to can't. The other three Pete couples want to go. They're not going to not go.
Well, then either you pay the other part or you don't go.
So you don't find that other person responsible at all for bailing out?
I think it's a jerk move. I don't think that you can ideally force them to pay. How are you going to do it? Show up at their doorstep with a bat, ready to bust out kneecaps?
I mean, I think that's what they're asking you.
I mean, you know what I mean? Like, how are you going to get that money?
Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're recommending?
Either you pay the money and pay their part, and then you go, or you cancel the trip.
But the baseball bat thing is out. That was just a joke.
Thank you for clarifying. Yeah,
I just want to make sure.
Yeah, that's a joke. See, don't show up with a baseball bat.
And in my opinion, you know, I got lucky where that person offered to pay it.
Yeah.
But I think that this is a big enough deal with $1,000. $1,000 is a lot of money.
Right.
I think the relationship is probably ruined, the friendship.
No matter which way, by the way.
Right. So I say, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. You should have asked for the money. I don't think it's a bad thing.
Yeah, but you can't force them. If they say, well, because they said, no way, I'm not paying.
Well, you can lean on them a little.
How many more weeks? How many more weeks? Did she say this summer? She just said the summer?
Yeah, she just says the summer. Well, she said that but a few days ago, they told them that, like, they've only given them a few days notice.
Right. So it sounds like maybe it could be even a 4th of July thing. It sounds like it's a last minute ditch. Because I was going to say, Roy, they can add another couple.
They could try to find someone.
Well, but she said that none of her other friends have $1,000 to spend on a trip.
Oh, no.
And it's her and their kids' game, something
soccer
about
soccer game.
Oh, I don't know. And I also have a soft spot for your kids. You know,
it's not like you just got their schedule.
You don't know. What if they won a tournament and they're going and they just...
Soccer just started, didn't it?
I mean, soccer's year-round here, and it's super competitive. You know, Roy's right. It depends on what kind of league they're in.
You just don't know their situation. I mean, I would do anything for my kids.
Hold on. If you have money to put your kid in a competition soccer league, you probably have the $1,000 to be like, sorry.
Okay, so if the three of us made a plan to go somewhere and you bailed out, you would give us the money?
Yeah.
Hmm.
You're
a better person than me.
But I would feel bad. Like, I have this, it's really a personality flaw, to be honest with you, because I'm so loyal to the people that I'm loyal to. I never want to, like, hurt anybody. So if I had to bail out, I would still try to pay my half.
Mm. I'd like, screw right. you guys.
Text messages coming in saying maybe they should pay half and then... the other three couples can break up the other half.
Yeah. Listen, if you can work out a payment plan, that's great, but I'm just saying that you can't force them. Your French, they probably feel bad, but everyone's getting angry and they're not really talking about it.
Do you still want to be friends with that person afterwards?
It depends on the situation. Like, if it's for their kids and a tournament popped up and that's more important than them than a trip, I can't fault them for that. You know, it sucks that the financial situations... See, that's the thing. Anything with finances screw things up. That's why whatever I do, I can pay for it myself or I ain't going to do it at all.
704-570-9595. You can help Roy out on qualified advice. The couple bailing out on the last minute. We'll take your calls after Demi. Oh, no.
Heating.
Whew, Charlotte. Joe Comfort here for all temp. It's hot. Is your igloo comfortable? If not, call now and schedule your $99 AC saver. Guaranteed against breakdowns all summer. For your comfort, all day, all night, call all temp. Alltemp-ac.com.
Kiss traffic.
Interstates still look good, but we're stacking up problems on the secondaries. Old Statesville at 485, a crash here with lanes blocked. Two problems for Moorhead Street, one at College, another at Kenilworth. And a wreck on South Tryon at Westinghouse. Traffic brought to you by Quick Trip. New quick deals at Quick Trip. Get 99-cent hot dogs, donuts with a hole, sausage biscuits, and more of your favorites for less. QT, more than a gas station.
We've got to wrap up on qualified advice, Roy. A couple people are on hold that wanted to give you their comments.
Okay.
On a family bailing out, right, Loren, on a last-minute vacation?
Yes.
And I think this is such a great situation because... You know, I remember back in my hometown, football was a family's life, and you changed your whole life schedule for football. So I don't know if for this family, if soccer is their thing.
Right. They can't go because of a soccer tournament for their kids.
I would imagine, though, that you would not schedule your family or your couple's vacation around, like, if you knew that there was a tournament there, you wouldn't schedule your vacation there.
All right. Maybe this is the person because it's anonymous. Anonymous, are you the couple that bailed out?
No. I've had someone bail out on us before.
Okay. So what'd you guys do?
I have not spoken to that person in 8 years.
Yeah, I figured this is going to ruin a friendship.
Thanks,
for sure.
Oh, I wanted to know if they paid. I mean, clearly not.
No time, Lauren. We got to give away a grill here in a second. Sorry.
This is Nicole in Fort Mill. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hi. I totally agree with Lauren. Like, I played soccer as a kid, but my parents never, like, didn't take a trip because I had a game. Like, you totally could, they could send their kid to their grandma's or to a friend's for the weekend and you go on this trip, but that friend now knows the value of their friendship. Like, you don't do stuff like that.
But, like, I played baseball and football, but I'm not all in on sports. So, like, I'm saying we don't know the family situation.
Right.
Yeah, but still, you just don't do that. You don't make plans and you put everybody else out.
And if you're copping out, then you're responsible to pay.
And one thing I off the air, we were on Facebook Live and I asked Loren, I said, would you pass up on a trip to Italy? And she said no. And I'm like, what if this family soccer tournament is their Italy? You don't know how they
value. That's what FaceTime is for. Grandma can sit on the sidelines,
you know what I mean?
And FaceTime you in.
You don't know how they value a soccer tournament for their kid.
And I guarantee this couple that jumped in with these other three couples to get a vacation house for the 4th of July are upset that there's a soccer game over the 4th of July.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, they're not happy about it either. So, Roy, what say you? Thank you, Nicole. Final word.
Final word. The friendship's ruined. Try to get the money, but don't force them to pay. At least come from a side of understanding.
Perfect.
We are getting you qualified to win the ultimate Father's Day gift. It is the Big Green Egg Smoker. We'll get you the charcoal. We'll get you the panels. We'll get you everything you need to start up a barbecue for Father's Day. On top of that, we'll throw in a case of beer thanks to Corona Light. Qualify to win right now, 704-570-9595. Call number 9. You're in to win.
And, Loren, getting a look at the dirty?
Yes. Somebody big in the design world just called one of our favorite celebrities ugly. I'll tell you who it is coming up in 3 minutes.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So something exploded on Instagram that has Selena Gomez fans so upset. Now,
it was.
There is an Instagram account that is the Catwalk Italia, and they posted a collage of Selena Gomez wearing red. Well, Dolce & Gabbana designer Stefano got on there and said she's so ugly. And you know Selena fans do not take that well.
No, no. And they do that, by the way. That's not the first time they've said some pretty...
Who?
Dolce
and Gabbana.
Yeah, they say they're vocal.
Yeah. Selena has not commented at this point, but I don't think she needs to. Her fans came to her defense.
Well, are they Italian? Is that what you said, that Dolce & Gabbana is Italian?
The original the Catwalk Italia was the original post that this came from. It was a collage. Okay. They were saying how great she looked,
yeah.
But then Dolce & Gabbana came in and said, no, she's ugly.
Okay.
So the On the Run Tour 2... with Jay-Z and Beyonce is not selling so well.
Oh, boy.
I guess they're having a hard time with ticket sales, and there's reports of people getting free upgrades.
I heard there's 0% ticket sales here in Charlotte.
Because
we don't have.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that royal honeymoon that we thought was going to be in Canada is not in Canada or Ireland, which was kind of the other rumor. Oh, I bet Queen Mummy can answer this question.
What is your question that you have for Queen Mummy?
I heard that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are in East Africa. Is that true?
That is incorrect.
Oh, wow.
They will be in Tahiti with Scott Disick.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Correct. No. And a couple of other women, floozies.
Floozies. Such an old woman.
Yeah,
word.
It is.
Ta-ta.
Where are they going?
They're in East Africa, and they are visiting more than two countries. So,
off the air, with full transparency, Roy said he can't get the state of Africa. He can't figure out the state of Africa. Then he said he couldn't figure out the country of Africa.
That's
true.
And
then finally he got it right.
Yeah, it's the continent. I'm just saying, I don't know if I'd do well traveling there.
I just thought it was funny that you had it as a state.
Like going to a safari or something?
I think that would be awesome. A safari?
Yeah.
I'd love that.
I would love to do an African safari.
You
I would
need
love
to
go.
Instead, you keep going to Italy for some reason.
I know. The homeland.
All right. Yeah.
All right. That's your dirty.
Let's play Can't Beat the Rand. 704-570-9595. Call now and take her down.
Also, congratulations to Cassandra from West Jefferson. She qualified to get in the running for that big green egg for Father's Day. It's our giveaway today just to tell dads that you guys are awesome. Eric from Lancaster won at 6:20, so we got two more spots for you at 8:20 and 9:20 this morning. Good luck.
Hey.
Reliable and cleaner. Learn more at duke-energy.com/future.
It's going down this Saturday night, and I'm super excited about it. Roy's going to be there. I'll be there. It's Jazz Fest, our sister station, V101.9. They are throwing it. They throw it every year. This year, one of my favorite bands, the Rippingtons, are going to be there, along with Norman Brown and Will Downing, Kindred, and the Family Soul. It's a great night brought to you by Wells Fargo Bank. Tickets are on sale now. You can log on to kiss951.com for details on that. And, Roy, tell everyone who I interviewed yesterday.
You interviewed the guy from Rippingtons.
Yeah, Russ Freeman.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. And I said to Russ, I go, you know, a lot of the artists that we play, if their voice goes out, like, they can't perform that night. I said, you guys don't have that excuse. You just play instruments. I said, I never thought of it that way. But, yeah, you're right. That interview's up at kiss951.com, too, as well, if you want to hear it. Ashley playing Can't Beat Loren. 3 minutes with the MRL Show.
Sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts on Kiss 95.1.
You've got to be on Facebook Live on Kiss 95.1's Facebook page. We presented producer Nicole with something that we can't talk about on the radio. It's got to be on off the radio,
yeah.
But it's a Sophie's Choice. She has to make a decision. Will she do it?
I can't believe I have to play Can't Be Loretta after that.
You're playing against Ashley, Katie, and Carson.
I can't push that button down.
I got you. We got it on this side.
Okay, there you go.
I got you.
All right, Ashley.
Yes.
Welcome to the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. You're playing Can't Beat Loren.
Yay.
We're going to throw you a $100 gift card from our friends at Dunkin' if you beat her. So throw her out so that we can get playing.
All right, Loren. My girl said get out.
I'm going.
All right, Loren.
Hi, Katie. Hi, Carson.
Loren is leaving the studio where she cannot hear those questions. If you go on Facebook Live, look up Kiss95.1 on Facebook. You'll see she's out of the studio where she cannot hear the question.
Ashley, Katie, Carson, Forest City, here we go. Chris Pratt made a statement recently saying he would love to participate in a Parks and Rec reboot. What Jurassic Park reboot does he currently star in? It is called Jurassic. Are you guys there?
Jurassic World.
Okay. Question two. You made me nervous for a second. Farrah Abraham. Okay, I didn't know if we lost you. Farrah Abraham faces up to a year in prison for her role in Teen Mom, the TV series, aired on what network?
MTV.
And question number three. What Sorry Not Sorry singer was forced to cancel two shows on a European tour due to swollen vocal cords?
Demi Lovato.
People who attended Beyonce and Jay-Z's concert thought it looked like maybe she had a baby bump. How many kids do the couple have?
Three.
Question five. Cardi B says she's in her final month of pregnancy. What rap group is her baby daddy Offset a part of?
Say it, Katie. I can't say it. Migos.
All right. Come on in. Wow. Katie, you say it. So sweet.
Loren, it's going to be a tough battle because Ashley, Katie, and Carson got them all correct. We're not going to tell you if you got it right or wrong until the very end. On the line is a $100 gift card to Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay.
Chris Pratt made a statement, your boyfriend, recently saying that he would love to participate in a Parks and Rec reboot. Mm-hmm. What Jurassic Park reboot is he currently starring in?
Jurassic World.
Question two, Farrah Abraham faces up to a year in prison. Her role in the Teen Mom TV series aired on what network that shares a home with Jersey Shore?
MTV.
What Sorry Not Sorry singer was forced to cancel two shows on a European tour due to swollen vocal cords?
Demi Lovato.
Question four, people who attended Beyonce and Jay-Z's concert thought it looked like she might have a baby bump. How many kids does a couple have?
Three.
Cardi B says that she's in her final month of pregnancy. What rap group is her baby daddy Offset a part of?
Migos.
That is correct, Loren. You got them all correct. It is a tie. You were so concerned.
I was like,
did you think if you didn't say it loud, we wouldn't get it?
Yeah, I was like, Migos.
I was over here squeezing my daughter's hand, hoping she wouldn't get it.
Oh, Ashley, Carson, Katie. You guys know what I want to hear before we let you go today.
We can't beat Loren, but we sure can fire.
You guys can.
Keep your heads high. Getting five correct at any time is a big job. Good deal.
Absolutely.
All righty, thanks.
Thanks,
have
guys.
A good one.
You too.
Coming up next with the Mani, Roy, and Loren Show.
We're going to tell you how you can get the ultimate Father's Day gift. It's a Big Green Egg smoker, a case of beer, thanks to Corona Light. We'll tell you how you can get all that coming up here in 10 minutes.
Also, we have a War of the Roses, a brand new War of the Roses in less than 10 minutes. Caroline, she found a mystery gym bag in Tim's apartment. What's going on with it? Who does it belong to? We'll find out. We test another relationship in just about 7 minutes.
The Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Caroline, your email was pretty vague, but you did say in there that you've been dating your boyfriend Tim for 10 months. What's happening between the two of you?
We've been together, like I said, for 10 months. It's been pretty serious. We live together, and within the past couple of, months, he's just been acting sketchy. He's been acting kind of weird, coming home late. And then the other day when I was cleaning, I found a bag like shoved back behind the washer and dryer. Mm-hmm. And when I pulled it out, it was full of like women's gym clothes.
Strange.
Sorry, my dog is barking.
That's okay. And not...
Even your dog is sensing a cheater.
Yeah, I think so.
So, Caroline, these weren't your gym clothes.
No. They weren't my gym clothes. So I opened the bag, and I started going through it, and there were, like, there were two pairs of leggings, there was sports bra, underwear in there, and, like, a size 7 pair of shoes. I don't wear a size 7, okay? So it's not like he was, like, going to surprise me with some gym clothes, which would be weird anyways. But so I need to know what's going on. When I confronted him, he was like, oh, yeah, those are my ex-girlfriends. Well, he's been broken up with that girl for like a year and a half.
So they shouldn't still be in the laundry room.
Absolutely not. Yeah.
So why don't you just wash it and take it?
Ew, no.
What?
I'm not wearing her nasty ass clothes.
Because, first of all, what if they're not from the ex-girlfriend? Like, what if he has another chick that left her stuff at the house?
Oh. That's what you're thinking? You're adding an additional chick? I never thought of that.
I don't know. I mean, if they're quote-unquote so old, like, if they've been broken up and these two have been dating for 10 months, like, I don't know.
Yeah, and so what I did was he didn't do anything with it, so I threw it out. I just took it. I got it out of the house, and I told him that I had thrown it out, and he got so mad at me. He got so mad that he didn't even, like, talk to me about it.
Really?
For a couple of days, yeah. So...
I mean, I wouldn't care.
Really shady.
Well, we'll give him a call. We'll see where this goes. Make sure you remain quiet. Let's find out what he puts on the note, okay? It's very important.
Hello?
Hey, I'm looking for Tim, please.
This is?
Hey, Tim. My name is Jennifer. I'm calling from Flowers for You, and you are just the guy that I'm looking for. First of all, let me say congratulations. You are the winner of our Instagram tag contest. One of your friends tagged you in our post, and we randomly selected your handle to get a dozen beautiful red roses free of charge to send to someone.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah. So do you have someone in mind that you'd like to send romantic flowers to?
Actually, yes.
Awesome. And let me just get that person's name first, and then I'll go back and get their address. But let's just take care of the front end first. Who would you like to send them to?
Her name is Kristen.
Okay.
Right. Can you write, does this make you feel better? ? Love, Tim. I kind of messed up. I think that'll be a good note for her.
Okay, sure. Do you mind me asking what you messed up on?
Just a kind of communication problem.
Okay. Communication problems with Caroline or Kristen?
Wait, what?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Can I jump in here, please?
Go ahead.
Jim, hello.
This is War of the Roses with the MRL Morning Show on Kiss 95.1. You're live on the radio, dude.
Okay. What's up?
Yeah.
This is not funny. This is not funny. I'm sorry. You're sending roses to who? To Kristen? Love, Tim? No, I don't. I don't know. You messed up. What did you mess up on?
Oh, just, I said something, you know, that wasn't very nice. So I thought it'd be nice. So
why are you talking to your ex?
Nice, right? Yeah, why are you talking to her?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
We're not talking.
But you just sent her romantic flowers.
I just sent her flowers. I mean, it was just being a nice gesture.
They were romantic red roses.
Were you apologizing for the fact that her gym clothes were thrown away?
Do you know about that?
Clearly.
Caroline just told us that she threw them away.
I think it's just, I think she spent a lot of money on those, kind of bad.
Tim, why not send the romantic roses to your girlfriend, Caroline, who's on the phone right now? Why did they go to your ex? That's the only answer we need.
Just to be nice, felt bad about the clothes being gone.
Okay. Do you buy that, Caroline?
I'm sorry. I am speechless. I am so mad right now that I can't believe that you were going to poorly lie your way through this, first of all, to everyone who's listening, to your sorry ass. You got busted, obviously. If anything, you got busted for even talking to your ex-girl. So what?
What are you talking? Busted for what? I didn't do anything. There's nothing going on.
You have a serious denial problem. You literally just sent roses to your ex-girlfriend apologizing for whatever you're apologizing for. Loved him. I don't think so.
You're cheating, Tim. Be honest.
No. Uh-uh.
Okay.
All right.
Caroline, you don't believe him?
Absolutely not. What am I? I mean, I'm sorry. I am not that blind.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Email us, mornings@kiss951.com. Yes. Groups Kiss95.1.
Got that big green egg. It's actually one medium big green egg smoker. You know, the ones that you start grilling on Saturday nights that you can eat Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, man.
Oh, it's so good. It's for Father's Day. We're giving one of those away coming up in less than 20 minutes.
Yes, all thanks to Anthony at the Grill Doctor. Thank you.
I'm a doctor. Oh, are you? I got a cut. Well, not that kind of doctor.
But if you want to bring me some sirloin.
I'm the doctor of grilling. I love that. So you just heard that War of the Roses. Caroline found a gym bag that belonged to Tim's ex, we found out ultimately. And I jokingly said, hey, why don't you just wear the stuff? And Loren and Caroline Roy, they didn't respond well to that. They're like, ew, no way.
That's gross. And you're not wearing your boyfriend's ex-girlfriend's clothes.
Are you not? Do you think we could find one person who says that they wear the left behind something, whether it's a hat, a t-shirt, or something that was left behind?
Well, a hat's not a big deal. This was like the stuff you sweat in.
I totally agree.
Regardless, burn it. Get rid of it. I don't want to wear your ex-girlfriend stuff. What is this, an insert girl here thing?
But you're right, Manny. Maybe there's like a guy who like doesn't care about the previous ex, and he wears all the ex's shirts.
Yeah.
And like his shoes. And
you mean to tell me that if you dated a guy, Loren, and she left a pair of Louis Vuittons behind?
Okay, oh, I'm on board.
There it is.
There it is. I'm not wearing anyone's sweaty, nasty gym clothes.
No. Zoom out from that. Let's go more generic.
All right. Let's say somebody left a bag behind, because I'm still not wearing anyone's shoes. That's disgusting, too.
But a bag, you would.
But if somebody happened to leave a Gucci bag or something along those lines behind, I might be able to oversee it.
All right. 704-570-9595. Here's the scenario. We just need one person to call and say they started dating someone. That person's ex left something behind, and they use it.
704-570-9595, or you can tweet us as well. This is Drake and God's Plan on KISS.
By the way, I listen every morning.
Thank you, Brianna. We love you, and we listen, too. There's a microphone in the car.
I'm kidding. Yeah.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette. KISS 95.1.
We sure do run the gamut, as they say, of things to talk about here on the show. Discussions always happening. You guys are always involved at 704-570-9595.
And because of the War of the Roses, where Caroline found a mystery gym bag that was left behind that ended up being the ex-girlfriend's, which we now think Tim is cheating with her. What is something that was left behind that you didn't mind wearing?
Yeah, because the gym clothes were not getting worn. Madison tweeted to at the MRL show, said, my husband wears my ex-boyfriend's high school wrestling warm-up sweatpants because they're so comfy. LOL, heck, I do too.
Hmm. Wow. This is Heather and Hickory. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, what do you think?
I can't say that I would wear anything or use anything. My husband's ex-wife left a lot behind, including a tanning bed, and I made him get rid of it. Not to use it. No way I'm going to lay him that.
Did you say a tanning bed?
Yes.
So she left behind a ton of stuff, and you didn't use any of it?
No, absolutely not.
All right. Thanks, Heather.
Yeah, Heather's like, I was about there hitting the Tana bed, breaking the ball.
Sherry just reached out to us on Facebook and says that my ex's fiance wears my diamonds. When we split, I left my engagement ring, and he gave it to her. We were married for 7 years.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
What?
I mean, I said it in the war. I would wash the gym clothes and wear them if they fit me.
Here's the thing. That's a very... I guess it would be the same thing as like going to a garage sale or something like that. People could equate it that way if you were trying to make yourself feel better about it. But I'm not your ex-girlfriend, and you're not just going to insert me into her clothing. Like, I'm sorry. I'm not her.
Yeah, I'm not a Barbie doll. You can't right. dress me.
You want your own persona. I get it.
Jenny and Charlotte, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hello.
Hey, hi. Jenny. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, so I started dating someone, and he had recently broken up with his ex-girlfriend, and I've actually worn some of her stuff, and it didn't bother me a bit. I'm confident, and they're not together anymore, so what does it matter?
Amen.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What are you wearing?
I mean, it was like
shirts and stuff?
No, it was a ski jacket. It was like a $200 brand-new ski jacket, and it's warm and comfortable and really nice, so I was like, why not?
Thanks, girl.
Yeah,
that's how I feel.
Exactly. And she left a little Coach bag, and I use that. I mean, it's just stuff. I mean, what does it matter? He's with you. What does it matter?
I don't know. I just feel like if I followed my ex on social media and I saw somebody else wearing one of my items of clothing, I would lose my stuff.
But you left it.
I thought you shouldn't have left it.
Thanks, Jenny. I know. Jenny and I will be wearing it.
And imagine a world where, like, you put it on and it's too tight, so you know that the previous girl was thinner, and you're like, oh.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all fun and games until you give me a complex.
A size zero. What, bitch?
Anonymous in Uptown, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Oh, we're having fun, man.
Awesome.
So
I actually have a story. So I was dating a girl a couple months back, and she had an Old Flame sweatshirt. Mm-hmm. And you know, sometimes just when you're dating someone, stuff gets mixed up in laundry and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So we eventually broke up, but I ended up with the sweatshirt. I still wear it. I don't care. It's like a large, oversized sweatshirt. I wear it at bed sometimes. And then I was just thinking, if whenever I did the next girl, she could end up with it too, and it's been passed along to a couple people. Who knows, right?
Well, if it's been passed along to a couple people, it loses its, like...
Yeah, and it's just an oversized sweatshirt I would wear to bed. I wouldn't wear it out or anything.
It's another generation away. Is that what you're saying? Like, if it's been through a couple people, it's not directly...
it's not as, like, special because it wasn't hers directly, you know?
Thanks,
I guess that makes sense.
Thank you. Let's ask producer Nicole. Hey, Nicole. Hold on. Let me ring the doorbell.
Let's ring the doorbell.
Yep, to get in touch with Nicole. Because she's in a different room, y'all.
Yep. Okay. Even though she may sound like she's in our studio. Hi. Hi, Nicole. So tell us, would you wear previous clothes?
No.
Would you be upset if your girlfriend Lauren wore someone else's clothes?
Yeah. I think if she had, like, her ex's stuff, I'd be like, that's a little weird. But if it was like, I don't know, like if it was like high school or college,
a couple
you know,
generations
really whatever. But if it was like more recent, like after college or serious relationships, I'd be like, nah, it's kind
of
weird.
It's a pair of Cam's worn cleats that are left behind.
Still to come.
Those going to shadow box on the mantle.
Man, we are less than 10 minutes away, y'all, from getting you in the running for one medium-sized Big Green Egg Smoker to give to Dad just in time for Father's Day this weekend.
Yes, it's thanks to Anthony at the Grill Doctor also getting you a case of beer thanks to Corona Light. We'll do that coming up here less than 10.
Jamie Foxx got himself into some hot water. I'll tell you what he did and why fans are really upset with him. It's coming up in the dirty in 10 minutes.
Don't go anywhere. Lots going on, y'all.
5 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video streams at up to 40p. No tethering. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Stop laughing.
No, we got to be broadcast professionals.
We don't have that much fun off the air, but if you want to see what goes on, you got to jump on Facebook Live on Kiss95.1's Facebook page.
Well, you know, the one place we love having fun at is at Diamonds Direct.
It's true. You can have a blast inside there with their selection, y'all, and there's no middleman shopping. They have the diamonds right on site. They'll bring them right out to you.
And if you're looking to upgrade her ring that you gave her before, maybe she's just looking for something new. They've got vintage, halo, three stone diamonds, modern, classic. And if that first stone has sentimental value, they'll make it into a pendant at no additional charge.
Yeah, you're not shopping for a diamond through a book. You're not looking at diamonds that they are borrowing from a broker. These are their diamonds that you can get right there at Diamonds Direct. they are in the diamond business, man. They got it all.
Plus, they have a watch store on the side, which would be perfect for Father's Day. Father's Day is happening this Sunday, y'all. Go check that out. Diamonds Direct, Sharon Road, across from the South Park Mall.
I just checked my baby monitors at the house, Manny. Cash just dropped an entire thing of juice all over my couch.
Loren has access to her phone. She can watch the home from her phone and all over the couch, you said?
Yep.
Yeah, so that means that you'll have to call Zero Res. They do carpets and upholstery as well.
They do, and I have a linen couch that is now in dire need, clearly. So I'm calling them today. We trust them in our homes, and you should too. They'll do three rooms for just $119.
You've had your graduation parties. Maybe you're having them this weekend. Father's Day get-togethers, barbecues, and all that stuff. They're coming into the house. These people will come into your house like ants. Unwanted people will walk through your carpets, and they'll bring all sorts of bacteria in there, and you'll need to get them cleaned this summer.
And Zero Res leaves behind, it just smells fresh in your home. It doesn't smell like a janitor's closet like after some carpet companies leave. Call them today, 704-509-4488. You can also check them out online at ZeroResCharlotte.com.
If you're
in stores and their mobile sampling tour, Promised Land Dairy, taste the Jersey cow difference.
So you got to hang with me this Friday night. I'll be up there with my son Dean as we celebrate Father's Day up in Burkdale Village in Huntersville. You can visit BurkdaleVillage.net or Burkdale Village Facebook to enter your dad to win a one-year membership to the Carefree Boat Club. Love that. Or they'll also score dinner at Red Rocks Cafe. I'll be out there again this Friday starting at 6. BurkdaleVillage.net, Burkdale Village Facebook to win for your dad just in time for Father's Day.
You gotta get
Father's Day is this Sunday, y'all, and we're trying to hook dad up with a big green egg.
Yes, it's all thanks to Anthony at the Grill Doctor. This, by the way, is the big green egg smoker. Got the wood panels, the charcoal, everything you need to have that barbecue. On top of that, a case of Corona Light. If you want to qualify to win, be calling number 974-570-9595. Drawing the big grand prize winner tomorrow.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
If you have little ears in the car, you might want to turn down the radio. This story is a little adult leaning, but Jamie Foxx is in some hot water after a woman came forward saying that there was an incident in 2002 where he sexually assaulted her. He asked her to, they were at a party, and he asked her to sing into his manhood, like a microphone. And when she refused, he hit her with it.
Oh.
Yeah. So there's no way around that. He is denying the incident and plans to file his own police report against her.
Okay. Hmm.
So, Troy Sivan has a new song out, and this one features Ariana Grande. This is the fourth single off of his upcoming album, Bloom, which is set to drop August 31st. And we've been talking about Ariana a lot lately. Here is his new song, Dance to This, featuring Ariana.
I heard Pete Davidson is not happy about Troy Sivan.
Why?
Because they had a chord together. He was making eyes at her.
But he's gay.
Trouble in Paradise.
Troy Sivan is very gay.
So somebody better let Pete Davidson, no.
Okay. We can just dance to this.
Don't take much to stop me. We can just dance to this. Oh, I like this.
Me too.
Push up on my body. Good. You know we are
dancing on other parties. We can just dance to this. Play it immediately. We can just
dance to this. I like that. Will that be a song that we'll play on the radio?
I hope a lot of
times we preview songs exclusively here and they don't make the radio. It's very, very difficult.
That is true. It takes a minute to get to us here in the mornings anyway. Speaking of Ariana, her and Pete Davidson apparently have already set some wedding plans. Yeah. She has been talking about marriage since she was 15 years old, according to sources close to her, and that she would like a winter wedding. So we may see Ariana get married this winter. She has some snowy wedding ideas. And she also would like her brother to walk her down the aisle and give her away.
The whole Pete Davidson, Ariana Grande thing, I really do wish them well. Nobody has them going very far in this relationship and this marriage.
Well, you know what? And they may be together for the next 40 years.
But it reminds me a little bit of Nick Cannon and Mariah Carey. Nick Cannon had posters of Mariah Carey on his wall, and he was a big fan of hers. It just seems uneven.
I agree. And look where they ended up.
Divorced.
Mm-hmm. Happily ever after. Mm-hmm. Is that it? You need what Lauren likes?
I do.
Great. This is the part of the show we find out what's hot, what's trending, what does, Lauren like?
Okay, so I don't necessarily camp myself. I'm more of a glamper in like a Marriott. But if you are into camping, I did find an inflatable air mattress that you can put in the back of your vehicle instead of, you know, making your own tent. Now you can lay your back seat down and have this in there. They also have one for truck beds or SUVs as well.
I remember for a summer, I had a white van that we take.
That's not creepy. Any story that starts off with, I remember one summer I had a white van.
Yeah, we took a camp and we all sleep in the back of my white van. That was our tent.
Couldn't you see through to the ground in that van?
That was my pickup.
Oh, the floor was rotted out?
Oh, man, congratulations to Grayson, by the way, from Belmont. He's our E20 qualifier for the Big Green Egg and case of Corona.
All right, we'll do another one, though, around 9:20 this morning, okay?
Another chance for you to win.
Congratulations to all of our winners so far. Eric, Cassandra, and Grayson. We're going to hook someone up with a Big Green Egg. Up next, we're going to talk about what someone found on their security camera. It's actually pretty funny. We were watching it the other day. It has to do with a car break-in. Somebody broke into their cars to check the security camera. You won't believe what they found. And we want to talk to you guys about the weird thing you saw on your security cameras coming up in less than 10 minutes. Hey. So, we have the video up on kiss951.com. It's a video of a security camera with a car, like an SUV, or minivan, I guess it was, right?
Yeah.
It's got a sliding door.
Mm-hmm.
So, the minivan is parked out in front of this cabin, and there's a security camera. And when the family woke up, the doors were open in the minivan, and nothing was stolen. Just some stuff was, like, you know, rummaged around.
That's scary.
But good thing they have the video camera so they can go look at the security camera. And they do that, and it's like 6 a.m. and nothing's going on. All of a sudden, it gets brighter and brighter outside. And who comes up on the scene? A bear. The bear slides open the door on the minivan, y'all.
Not only slides it open, then somehow opens the front door. Opens the driver door. I still don't know how. I can maybe hop on board with the sliding thing. Maybe with you put your paw in and you can kind of push it and maybe your body kind of goes that way. But like you have to like pull a driver door. I still don't know how that happened.
So the family is like, clearly somebody broke into our cars. They go look at the security camera. It's a bear. Then next thing you know, three cubs roll up.
Yeah.
And they're all looking in the van. And, you know, bears have really strong sense, Roy. Mm-hmm. You bears visit your dad's place up in
all
Roanoke.
The time.
I think producer Nicole, when she went, I don't remember what, Yellowstone maybe she went to over a vacation, and they told her that bears' sense of smell is so strong when it comes to sugar that they can smell gum in your car.
Oh, wow.
Let's ask her. Hold on. She's in a different room, so we have to ring her. Oh, Nicole.
Hold on.
Yes.
Right, what do you know about bears and their sense of smell?
No, yeah, so over Easter, I went to Yosemite, and they had an accident, like, not too long before I got there, where they said, like, you have to discard anything in your car that's food-related, because their sense of smell is so good. And
from, like, a mile
too long
away?
Before, someone left a gum wrapper in their car, bear tore back the entire top of the car to get to it.
I'm guessing it was a convertible or something.
Yeah, it was a sedan, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you got a year on that sedan and a model? I'm just curious.
Well, no, I mean, you can't pull back the roof. You know, we have issues up in Roanoke with black bears. My parents have a freezer on their porch. This bear would get it, push it over, and drag the freezer through the yard, trying to pin the door open. Finally, it kicks the door open and then takes all the frozen goods out.
Mm-hmm.
They're smart,
and
man.
They did that, by the way, like three times in a row, to the point where my mom started squeezing hot sauce into different foods. So hopefully, whenever the bear would eat, you know, break in and get the food, it would be, you know, nasty.
Let me tell you something. If I can hold a baby, three bags of groceries, a purse, a diaper bag, and my child, and open a door, I can get on board with the fact that a bear opened a minivan door.
They don't got thongs.
Yeah, but sometimes I'm opening it with my foot. Are you kidding me?
Hey, what's the weird thing you caught on your security camera? That's the question we have for y'all. Lauren, I know you can play along. You have a security camera.
I do.
What's the weird thing that you saw when you checked the security cam? 704-570-9595. Maybe scary. Maybe you checked it and there was like a stranger in your yard or something like that.
Oh, gosh.
Right?
That spooks me out.
Maybe you thought you saw a ghost. The crazy thing you caught on cam.
Now it's your turn. Join the...
Father's Day is coming this Sunday. You might not have anything for dad or your husband yet. You're looking for a last-minute gift. We got you.
It is called the Big Green Egg Smoker. We got one of those. We'll also hook you up with a case of beer. The case of Corona Light as well. The ultimate Father's Day package. All you need is the meat.
We even tried to get that for you, but we couldn't for safety reasons.
We don't have a big refrigerator here.
Or a big freezer, yeah.
Yeah.
So the next shot to win is at 9:20 this morning. Big Green Egg for Father's Day. Thank you so much to Anthony the Grill Doctor for helping us out.
All right. Let's bring in Haley from Statesville. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show. What did you catch on a security camera?
Okay, before I tell you that, I have to tell you, Roy, that I like love you. Okay. So,
you love
moving
us?
On.
No, she said you.
You.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, I love you too.
Yeah. Okay. anyways, so me and my best friend got a house together and we put up security cameras. Well, her boyfriend moved in and he started bringing his cousin around, supposedly.
Uh-huh.
Well, him and his supposed cousin were like out moving furniture in her car.
Ooh.
And you saw that on the security tape?
Yeah.
Haley, what made you look at the security tape?
Well, somebody kept ringing our doorbell late at night. Well, it was her, like, telling him, you know, hey, I'm here, whatever. And so I asked him about it. I was like, do you know who's ringing the doorbell? And he's like, no. So I was like, well, crap, let me look at the cameras and we'll find out. And, yeah.
Was it live or did you do a playback?
I had to play it back. Mm-hmm. Like, it was, like, 3 days later. And we didn't realize it, but
so was
and his kissing cousin are married now.
Was it really a cousin? No.
No, no.
So was that like his sign to go to the car? Was the doorbell?
Yeah. And he'd go, well, let me go out and look and I'll go look. So obviously he wasn't moving furniture very long.
Right.
It wasn't good quality.
Here's a legit question. How long do you watch the security cam for before you turn it off?
Well, I think my crazy vein popped out just a few seconds after I realized her foot was hanging out the back window.
Okay, gotcha. There you go. Thanks, Haley, and thanks for loving Roy. We appreciate
it. Yes, thank you.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Bye.
You should meet Manny and the Wren. They're nice, too.
I like them, too.
But you love me.
Like, when I say love you, like your plaid shirts are so cute.
My plaid shirts?
Yeah.
He's wearing a
really cute too, by the way. I mean, I know your girlfriend's probably listening, but we don't have to tell her that. But I thought it was cute.
I have really bad news for you.
My heart's beating right now.
All right. Are you ready?
You might want to sit down for this.
Are you ready for the news?
I'm shaking right now.
Haley, I'm gay.
Oh, that's okay. You don't have to tell your boyfriend.
I'm sorry.
I love everybody.
Okay. Well, we do too.
We love you too.
We love you too.
By the way, I don't think my boyfriend likes my plaid shirt as much.
You look good today, though. I like that look. The plaid shirt with the turquoise.
Yeah,
what
he's
team
got
is
a
that?
Hornet.
It's Hornets. Oh. I'm wearing sports.
Go sports. How about Josh?
All right, our buddy Josh in Lancaster.
He
always has good stories.
Yeah.
There we go. There you go, man. Welcome
broken.
To the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, bro. Just a side note before we get started. See, that's why everybody loves you, Roy. It doesn't matter about nothing you do. Everybody's going to love you no matter what, man.
See, thank you, man. I appreciate that. I feel bad for Haley. I feel like I may have crushed her, you know, hopes and dreams.
That never happens. They can always listen to you, still love you through the radio.
Right. There's also a group of women that's trying to convert me back.
You know, I'm not going to even comment on that.
Hey, buddy,
anyway,
what's going on? What'd you catch on the security cam?
I was checking my video, my security cameras on my trucks and everything overnight, you know, because I, you know, how people are. And I kept seeing this deer getting into my truck bed. So I eased out one morning to check it out, and they had a fawn in my work truck.
A fawn?
A fawn.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
So they used your truck to give birth?
Yeah, the truck that I usually run to cut grass and do all this stuff, she got in the truck bed and had the baby.
Aww.
That's cute.
And they were both gone by the time you woke up in the morning?
No, they were still there, and I told the guys when they got there, I said, if you mess with the truck or mess with the deer, I will shoot you both.
Oh, my God. I love Josh. Who doesn't love Josh? Man.
All right. Let's see. Hang on. I got to do this.
Yep.
Okay. The whole thing.
We'll say hi to Sheena.
Sheena and Newton, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning. Okay, so like 8 years ago or whatever, I worked at Sears, and I was doing a rotation with the loss prevention. So just sitting in the office, just looking at the cameras, trying to find people stealing. And this kid, I don't know, he could have been more than 15. He goes over to one of those full-size mirrors, like you put on a shirt and you look at yourself. Well, he lifts up his shirt and he does the truffle shuffle.
The truffle? Okay.
I feel like I should know what that is. Is that like a dance?
I know. I'm afraid to ask.
It's from Chunk from the Goonies. You guys are, I'm disappointed.
It ain't the first time we heard that.
I knew I heard the saying, I just don't remember. Now I do. Now I do.
Now
that
you need to go Google it and look at it because it'll make it so much more funny.
Okay. I'm looking at it right now.
All right. Oh, yeah. Pull it up so I can see it real quick. Yeah,
come on. Help Sheena out here.
Yeah. All right. And
where is he?
Okay, I know what you're talking about. We'll post it.
Here it is.
We'll post it. At the MRO show for people that don't know.
Okay, that's fun. Oh, okay.
That's funny.
And the shirt's up. I see that.
I didn't realize that had a name.
The Truffle Shuffle. Jeez. That could have went a wrong way, too.
Right, because I've heard of the truffle butter.
I was just in the I was just in the office, and we have our interns in there, intern Marissa and intern Dovey. Yeah. We don't know much about them.
No.
So I was playing a little game with them, and I want to bring you guys on board, too.
Okay.
Are you cool with that?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, so we're going to have Marissa and Dovey in here, and we're going to play the game, What Makes You Happy?
Oh, okay. That sounds fun.
All right. Do you think you could pick what would make Marissa and intern Dovey happy? You have any idea?
Yeah, I could probably figure it out.
Roy's all right. Comments make me happy.
You're dying over there.
Yeah. Google what I just said later. You'll die, too.
All right. It's the MRL show. Take a
seat. 95.1.
We are just a little under 20 minutes away from hooking you up with a big green egg just in time for Father's Day. It's a medium-sized green egg, by the way, for those of you who are wondering.
The Smoker Kings.
Yep. One bag of charcoal gets thrown in there, plus a case of beer from Corona Light. Thank you, Corona Light.
Also, thanks to Anthony over there at the Grill Doctor. So we're trying to peg what makes our interns happy.
I went into the office, and there was intern Marissa and intern Dovey, and I was just kind of talking to them for a second. And I looked at Marissa, and I said, what makes you happy? Like, what would be your happy place? And we're not talking, like, $1 million or a trip to, like, you know.
Just a happy, good time.
Right. All right. Roy.
Marissa, I think that you're happy eating pizza pockets with your friends. Is that a happy place for you?
That's a happy place for me. I was notorious for eating Hot Pockets all throughout
college.
She
seemed like a pizza pocket. Like, yeah. I can see you just like killing a pizza pocket.
Is that like a lazy
pocket.
Italian stereotype?
No, I don't know. I can just see you like...
Are you Italian?
You know, midnight with her friends, getting like some pizza pockets or something.
Yep.
So I said Marissa was happy with ice cream and Harry Potter.
Ooh, that's a good one too.
Also not far off, but I had to clarify that only the Harry Potter movies, the books are too long for me to read, and never Halo Top ice cream. That's insulting.
Got it. I don't even know what that is.
You want to take a crack?
Oh, gosh. Now I feel like I have no idea.
Really? Because I think you... Food.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, how far can you go with food, right? Like, food runs out at some point.
What would make Marissa
does it
happy?
For me, Loren?
On like a rainy Sunday, what's she going to do?
Ordering sushi and I don't know.
Loren can't see. Here's the problem. And this is why we love Loren. Loren's got to cheap it up a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, no offense to Marissa. She's an intern. She doesn't get paid here.
Yeah,
so you know she...
But now
like,
you just gave me a scenario. So if it's a rainy whatever day, now it has to be inside.
But so for you to be like champagne and strawberries, that's what we know you were.
Yeah. I was going to say, we're not talking about me.
I know.
Loren's like, okay, it's not going to be Neiman Marcus for sure.
Online shopping at Neiman Marcus.
I don't know. If Manny thinks I'm too poor for sushi, I don't know if I could be shopping at Neiman Marcus.
I didn't say you were too poor for sushi. I just know what Loren's struggling
with. Loren is very spot on.
I love sushi
all the time, and you better believe I tack on that extra dollar for the cream cheese add-on. So,
wow. Okay. Yeah. I didn't see you as a... Now let's
now I'm worried.
Dive into Dovi here. Dovi's newer, I think. You're newer than Marissa, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Get right on that. Put the microphone right to your face.
Yeah, so you were here like 3 weeks before I got here.
So
not to be confused with Dovi from Diamonds Direct, by the way.
See, I was going
to
say diamonds make him happy.
When I first met Roy, he was like, you know, it was like, my name's Dovi. And he's like, Dovi?
Yeah.
Because I was like, Dad?
We don't know many Dovis. You know what I mean?
There's only, it's true.
You know, I only know of one Dovi, and he's a diamond jeweler.
Now I know two.
Yeah, I was going to say. I'll start.
Dovi talks like this. He runs Diamonds Direct.
Okay.
He's the owner, and he wants to make the people happy. Yeah, from Israel.
Oh, okay.
So your happy place. Let me ask you this. Let me figure out some parameters. Are you below or above 21?
I'm above 21.
You're above 21. Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to say...
What's Dovi's happy place, our intern? Because I can't gauge whether he's a sports fan or not.
It's definitely going to be a brewery thing. It's got to be a brewery thing. It's got to be... You're either a brewery thing or a golf, like a Top Golf guy.
Nah, man.
Oh!
All right, don't say anything yet. Oh, okay. Boy, the real Dovi just texted me. Nice to know there's another person with my name.
Sorry, Tish. <Yeah. laughs>
Dovi, I come in peace.
Yeah, Dovi, I want to bring him in to get a side-by-side.
Yeah. We'll start a band, man. We got to... the Diamond Directions. So
I can't figure this Dovi out.
Huh. I'm going to say... Family dinners.
Family dinners?
Yeah, like going to see your family. And
that's his happy place to be around his family.
Yeah. And drinking red wine.
No, man.
Hey, do you have a definitive answer at the end of this? You're not going to be like, oh, I don't know either.
No, okay. I don't exist. No, I got
okay.
Some.
Yeah. All right. Geez. Dovi, your happy place is Xbox.
Okay.
And iced tea.
He doesn't
That's
look
kind of close. Yeah, I like to wind down on a PlayStation. I have a PlayStation.
Okay,
I have an Xbox.
So do
he does
I.
not look like an Xbox or a PlayStation guy to me at all,
dude. I was gonna say it because I was thinking about it earlier, and I really like taking baths. Honestly.
What?
See?
Yeah. What? I love that.
Just thought I was off by red wine.
I like to chill out. With it.
Really?
I think people underestimate the power of the bath, man.
I take baths.
Yeah, baths are dope.
And my husband swears by the bath. I call him Hugh Hefner because he like draws a bubble bath and sits in there for hours and puts the jets on. I'm like, who are you?
Can
I get you your smoking robe?
I love it. Candles around the tub?
Maybe. That's I'm nice. Not against it.
White wine?
Either one. I mean, I'm not like I'm not gonna go crazy about wine.
So your happy place is a bath.
Yeah, or is like playing music maybe.
What kind of music do you listen to?
I bet it's definitely not what we play. You seem like you've got like some hipster.
I could get into it. It's not my favorite, but I think there's something to like about any genre. I mean, I do a lot of more rock leaning.
Yeah, you seem like a rock guy.
Like Echo Smith?
No.
Green Day?
I like a lot of classic rock. That's the stuff I'm really nerdy.
Guns N' Roses?
No, not 80s rock.
Metallica?
like Zeppelin?
70s, 70s, 60s rock.
Oh, Carry On Wayward Son, that type of stuff? Okay.
Oh, yeah, just like really over the top. Ridiculous.
ZZ Top?
A little bit.
Dobie's got legs.
That's it. I need to get the other Dobie.
He loves to wash them.
We're definitely going to start a band if I can get a hold of the Diamonds Direct Dobie.
The Diamonds Direct Dobie?
Dobie Squared.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. All right. Well, thank you guys for playing. Interesting game. We know a little bit more about our interns. Do you guys want to take a stab at us?
Dude, we can try.
Yeah. All right, real quick.
You want to go first?
Oh, I'm easy.
I think we're really
go ahead and knock me out.
Just do Roy. Roy will be the funniest.
Yeah.
I'm going to do Roy.
Okay.
What makes Roy happy?
There is definitely one thing that makes me very happy that I've even brought to the studio.
I'm going to say giant... unnecessary stuffed animals.
That's it.
And
yeah,
a Sunday stroll.
Oh boy,
Sunday drive, if you will.
Okay, there we go. We're getting better.
Not cleaning up Callie's puke. I think those two things are up there.
Yes, I do like pandas, and I do have a giant stuffed panda, and I don't particularly like the strolling or driving, but, you know, I do like being I love being home.
And you have a fascination with ducks.
I used to. I moved on.
There was an incident.
Don't you remember? I killed a duck. It was a thing. It was a very sensitive subject.
It was traumatic.
Dovey, who do you want to take a go at?
I think I'll take on Manny. Oh. So I think you, low-key, would want to either skateboard or longboard.
That's interesting.
Bro, go with mowing. It's dad stuff.
It's not right, though.
Oh, man.
No, I definitely I have a definitive happy place.
That could be a parallel universe where you just kind of like slide into the studio, you know?
I like that because I'm wearing my Vans.
I feel like your happy place is your backyard, like working in the yard.
No, that's not it at all. It's tennis, y'all.
Well, yeah, that makes him happy, too. But he gets competitive when he's playing tennis.
Honestly, my happy place, what I enjoy doing is putting my headphones on and mowing my grass. That's my happy place.
I was ready to begin with.
I listen to Sirius XM, 80s on 8. I'll listen to the countdown. They'll do, like, this week in 1983, this week in 87. It's awesome.
Yeah, I like to do that with, like, blowing leaves specifically. Not necessarily the—I hate, like, mowing the grass because it always, like— flies at my ankles and stuff.
Good. You want to start a company?
Yeah,
side
game?
All right.
What's going on?
I started a band and a company. Yeah.
yeah.
All right. Thanks, guys. Like and thanks said. For all your hard work here.
Yeah. Thank you.
There's Appreciate our interns, it. Everybody.
Yay!
Marissa and Dovey, the other Dovey, not to be confused with the Dovey from Diamonds.
Yes, and we do have your chance to win that big green egg smoker. Also, a case of Corona Light. We'll do that coming up here less than 10 minutes.
You got to get show. Let's go. Kiss 95.1.
All right, Father's Day coming up this weekend. The ultimate Father's Day gift is this big green egg. We've got a medium-sized big green egg smoker. We'll get you all the stuff you need for it with the charcoal and everything so you can have a good cookout. Also, that's thanks to our friends Anthony at the Grill Doctor. Got a case of Corona Light. If you want to qualify
because you can't have a cookout without Corona Light, by the way.
Mm-hmm. No, you got to have the grill, the barbecue, and the beer.
It's awesome.
704-570-9595. Call number 9. You are qualified to win. We'll do the grand prize drawing tomorrow.
Yep. Make dad happy this weekend with a big green egg from the MRL show.